We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're live. Welcome to the RGDFS Tournament Takes podcast. I am your host, Chris Kirkwood, screen name Kirk Dees, doing the show for the second time tonight with my boys. First off, Notorious, the content grinder. Can't believe he's doing core plays. Like, much respect. That's got to take you all day long for NBA. But like I said, much respect and do appreciate the content. Derek Farnsworth at RG_Notorious. And also with my man, $1 million Bobby Gomes at Bobby Gomes DFS. What's up, fellas? We're back for week 8. Can't believe it's already week 8, but how we doing?
Doing well. Eddie, did we get good comments this week? How were the comments?
I didn't even check, so let's I'll pull that up.
You don't have to check the comments. Noto, how are you doing today?
Man, doing good. I'm not going to lie. The NBA-NFL overlap is a little rough. My man had fall break this week, too, so he was home all 5 days with me. And it's his birthday this week, so happy birthday to the little man. But, yeah, causes a lot more stress than probably needed. And, yeah, for all you listeners out there, just to give you a, you know, a little peep behind the scenes, every week I hop on, click on the StreamYard link, and just listen to these two argue for a good 10 to 15 minutes. Whether it's the Celtics or apartment rankings, this week it was hospital rankings, you know, whatever it may be. These two are always at it. But, yeah, they're best friends and happy to hop on the show.
What's up, Gomes?
What's up, Kirk? How's it going?
Doing all right. I'm looking at the comments now. Someone's saying, how do you justify Pacheco?
Good question.
I think we were all on Pacheco.
I answered it perfectly. Volume, high total, touchdown equity as home court favorite, and he's actually getting targets. And he got, you know, I wasn't as high as him as most people, but I was kind of high on him. But and he did end up getting a touchdown. I was away for, but like I came back from the dead and had a profitable week, but I screwed up. It could have been much more profitable, but I ended up thinking I was so behind because everyone had Mark Andrews. Well, a couple people had Mark Andrews, and then I knew they were going to have Lockett, and I faded Lockett, and I had Kelsey, and I had Pacheco, and they were all going to have Pacheco, so I ended up moving off of them, but I didn't need to get off of them, and I actually shot myself in the foot, but I still came out ahead. I switched everything to Aaron Jones. And I was much higher on Aaron Jones than most people. And man, I took that one on the chin. I'm not messing with hamstrings anymore, I decided after that. But like, I was like, after the bye, you know, he like came out and talked about how he was like, I've never felt better. I feel great, you know? And so I was like, let's rock, you know? And they, either they're just brain dead and they just love using Dylan. And especially in like the ending, the close game at the end where they needed their final drive and they didn't use him at all. It had to be that they were limiting him, or else they're just, LaFleur is just an absolute moron, which he may be, but I got to assume that he's not that brain dead. But yeah, how'd you guys do?
Noto, you want to go?
Yeah, bloodbath over here. Once again, I created four lineups. All of them scored within 5 points of each other. It's getting to be a skill at this point where I just have completely different players across my lineups, and they all scored the same thing right below the cash line. They were all above the 50th percentile and all below, like, the 20th percentile. So, yeah, hoping to have a better week, hoping Bobby did better than I did.
I did not. I wish I did. I played Cooper Kupp late. Had some Foreman though. That was pretty good. But yeah, I didn't have a profitable week. Wasn't last 2 weeks been kind of rough in the NFL streets. But yeah, we're grinding it out. It's another week.
Yeah, I just realized I had an audio problem. Thank you, Noto caught it. This is exactly
the first week. So when we
there we go.
When we have to restart a show, I got to go and set my settings again because they go back to that was going through the AirPods. But all right, so technical difficulties are caught ahead of time, so that's good. But yeah, we got a interesting slate this week. Not a ton of big total games. Hold on, I can't. I gotta. All right, now I'm back. Not a ton of big total games. You know, we've got this is the least highest total games we have, and we actually have 13 games. We got New England at Miami, which is 47 points, but that's all because of the Dolphins. Oh, that killed me. The teases. Sorry. Don't. Whenever I say talk about the Wong tease, just let it go in one ear out the other. Don't worry about it, because they haven't been there. The Bills just absolutely laid an egg and crushed me there. But the next game, high total is KC, 7-point favorites at Denver, 47-point total. Then it goes down to an interesting game, Rams at Dallas at like 45.5. And then we've got like basically a bunch of teams with one-sided, like high team totals. You know, we've got the high team totals of slate are Miami, KC, Baltimore, Dallas, and Philly. And San Francisco right behind them. But like, there's no like high total, low spread game that gets you really exciting. So this is going to be like an interesting week on how, because of like every game has like immense risk, I feel like. But what did you guys think?
Yeah, three games under 40 total. I don't think I've ever seen a game with a 35.5 total that doesn't have like severe wind. And that's the case with the Falcons and Titans. So that's going to be an ugly one. Jets and Giants under 40, Browns and Seahawks under 40. The good news is no buys this week, so we got a 13-game main slate, and we also don't have many injuries to worry about. We're kind of waiting on Brock Purdy. Sounds like he needs to clear one final step of the concussion protocol. I was ready to talk about Sam Darnold, but we'll see if he ends up being a play by Sunday, and then keeping my eye on Jerome Ford. Looks like he's questionable as well. Kareem Hunt could be a decent play in his absence. Other than that, yeah, should be a fun slate. But Bobby, what are you looking at?
Yeah, 13 games, no buys. Weird in week 8. I don't know how that ended up being situation. We don't have a lot of high totals. Seems like the scoring's just down overall through the first 8 weeks for whatever reason. You mentioned that 35-point total without the wind. I don't know. We haven't had many totals over 50, it feels like. But, yeah, now looking forward to the slate. Looking forward to seeing what you guys – who you guys like and who you guys are on.
Yep. One thing, we'll start off, I'll talk about the high-paced games. We'll then go position by position, start at the running back position, head over to QB, align it with our wide receivers for the stacks, our favorite tight ends, then the Bobby Gomes DFS defensive segment, and then there might be, if you're lucky, you might get an encore presentation of the Ticketmaster ad read for Bobby. The people love it. It's our, you know, I'm getting a lot of DMs. Noah's getting DMs. We're seeing comments about it. I mean, I don't know what's happening, but, you know, things are moving. All right. So look at the Blitz most plays. Cardi's got New Orleans at Indy in the Dome, which kind of makes sense. These Indy games have been going fast. New Orleans, I'm a little worried about with the Thinker and Dunker, Derek Carr. Derek Carr stinks. Kamara getting massive usage in that game. The next game he has is Jacksonville at Pitt. And then he's got Cleveland at Seattle for the most plays for the Blitz. Then I look over at the ETR Storm and Synapsis Pace. That's got New Orleans at Indy. So they're both aligned there. And then he's got the Rams at Dallas, which is an interesting game because there's a lot of good plays in that. That could be good plays anyway. And then Houston, Carolina. For what it's worth, Cardi has Houston, Carolina as the fourth. So they're both kind of aligned there as well. I mean, that's what we're looking at. Normally we have like Chiefs, Chargers or something like, you know, Cincinnati, not this week. We're going to have to grind out New Orleans at Indy, Rams, Dallas, and Houston, Carolina potentially. But, all right, let's start it off over at running back. Before I do that, do we have any big news on the slate? Noto, are you on mute?
Yep, I'm on mute. The show is just cruising right now.
Cruise control.
Waiting on Brock Purdy and Jerome Ford were the two main ones that I saw earlier. And not to derail the show, but I was curious, where is Halloween on your guys' holiday hierarchy? Because I know you guys agree about a lot of things. I'm curious to see if you agree on this one.
I hate Halloween. I think it's stupid. I just used to hide, you know, and back when I was a kid, sure, I was just going about, you know, the big candy, find the houses, we have the big candy bars that go to Costco and get the big packs. But now that I'm a father, no. It's a whole different holiday. So I'm actually looking forward. I'm going with our friends in the neighborhood that also have little kids that are some a little older that will be trick-or-treating. So at least I have like a group of friends to go around with. So I'll get back to you and let you know. But I know Bobby's a big fan of it. He likes to go to the Halloween parties and he likes the girls' costumes and whatnot. You know,
right? How could you like, first of all, how could you not like the girls' costumes? They can dress. This is their time. This is their weekend, right? Like,
it's aren't more you like married, more a married, married father. Aren't you basically married?
I know. Well, I'm not. I'm just saying. I just said it was more of a thing in college.
Yeah, we're not college ain't walking through that door anymore.
No, I know 100%. We're getting up there in age, but it's just, you know, you're walking and I was out earlier. I seen a bunch of nice young ladies looking dressed up and stuff like they were going to a party or bar or whatever. And you know, their costumes caught my eye. It was interesting. They definitely weren't wearing what they probably should have been for just walking in the middle of the street. And my eyes wandered a little bit, but then I just got on my merry way. You know, it is what it is. My girlfriend's not going to be mad at me. But yeah, for my eyes wandering, I guess. But yeah, it was more of a thing in college. I'm not a big fan anymore. My kid's dressing up as Chucky. I don't know. It's going to be like interesting. That. Yeah.
Mine's Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice. I got Ninja Turtle over here.
That's a great one. What Ninja Turtle?
He likes Donatello.
Donatello. I feel like a lot of the kids today like Donatello more. He was kind of like the one that I didn't like as a kid.
Dude, he
was always chalk, I think, no?
I couldn't find the costume. They had Leo, Roth, and Michelangelo everywhere. The purple one was just...
I like Michelangelo. They had a...
What about Splinter?
I could see you being Splinter, Kirk, for Halloween.
Yeah, I could see you being Splinter, too, you know?
My niece is being Taylor Swift. She wants her dad to be Travis Kelce. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, that's a spitting image.
That's a Utah thing, right?
It's got to be, yeah.
So are you doing Kelce?
No, she wants her dad to be.
Her dad, sorry.
Yeah.
My niece, sorry. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be that's got to be a popular one this season. Yeah. But anyways. So other than that, no big news. The big news is everyone was going to play a cheap Sam Darnold, but now you got to go up. It looks like Brock Purdy's going to play. You got to go up a little bit. And unfortunately, Noto, it seems like Derek Jones, you won't be able to play Derek Jones for another week at least.
Who?
I mean, Daniel Jones.
Oh, I was like, what?
NBA season. He's on NBA. Yeah.
I thought I missed something there for a minute. Yeah, just like when Kirk talks about Wong teasers, if I talk about any Giants player, just don't listen whatsoever.
All right, running back position. So it looks like, to me, Breece Hall is going to come in at the chalk, I think. He's just an electric player. He's the one play from that game that you can see smashing against the Giants. Bad rushing defense. Then we got Kamara looks like he's going to get a lot of play. Like that game is projecting most plays, but talk about volume. I mean, the guy has just had ridiculous. So we talked about him last week, how volume was king with him, and he goes off and he gets 17 rushing attempts, only 62 yards rushing, but 14 targets and 12 receptions. So 29 touches. That's just absolutely insane. Again, he's allergic to the end zone, but you got to figure a game's coming where he's going to get in there at least once. So smash play there. Oh, we should also mention, you know, Jonathan Taylor looks like he's going to get a lot of ownership too. Looked good last week, but if Moss is out, which it may be aligning that he is. Do we have the latest news on him? Let me double check. Did not practice on Friday. So certainly looking on the downside of questionable, I would think. And if that's the case, then 6,200 Jonathan Taylor. I mean, sign everybody up, right? But
I would say so.
Yeah. And then there's like Pacheco we can go talk about as the Denver is just an awful defense this year, and the Chiefs are favored by 7. Is on the road though, but you know, so you get a big favorite, a lot of touchdown equity. Did get some targets, caught a touchdown for a pass. You know, he was kind of busting last week, but got the late tutty on the reception there. There's Pollard, there's McCaffrey, but who are the guys that are standing out to you, Noto?
Yeah, you mentioned my favorites. I have Breece Hall and Tony Pollard tagged at the moment. Breece Hall, 42 touches in the last two games, over 275 yards from scrimmage, a couple touchdowns, and now they're coming off of a bye against the bad Giants team, so sign me up for that one. And then I do like Tony Pollard as well. Cowboys also coming off of a bye, home favorites against the Rams. I think it's a pretty good spot for their offense to get going. They have been kind of stuck in neutral without Kellen Moore as the OC there, but hopefully he can get going. Rams are 24th in DVOA against the run. Other guys that I don't mind, you mentioned C-Mac. If you can get up to him, I certainly don't mind him each and every week. And one kind of under the radar play, Travis Etienne basically has no competition for touches. He scored 6 touchdowns in the last 3 games. I don't think a lot of people have realized that. Tough matchup against Pittsburgh kind of on paper, but they've kind of been a run funnel this season. So I don't mind looking to ETN if you want to get a little bit different at the running back position. And you mentioned Kamara. I mean, this guy, 39 catches in 4 games. That's unheard of that's like a wide receiver type numbers. I mean, granted, it's like 5 yards per catch, but I got to like him against the Colts. And yeah, I don't know about JT. I just don't like playing running backs against the Saints, but I definitely get it if Moss ends up being out.
What do you think?
Yeah, I understand. Like for me, just looking at it, Breece Hall, like it's a pace up spot for Breece Hall too at 5'9". He's going to be 30% owned. according to our stuff currently, I would be trying to just, I don't know. I wish that ownership clip was a little bit lower. I like Breece Hall in the spot. I would rather fade or get underweight on Pacheco, but it looks like Pacheco's coming in under Breece. Guys, I would prefer to Pacheco. Like Notorious just said, Pollard versus the Rams. I think Pollard's going to get it going. 7.5K. Has kind of struggled pretty much up until this point. But I if he doesn't, on the Allen game versus the Chargers, like if he pretty much could have been, ended up being showdown captain. If he doesn't get to, he ran the wrong way. If he ran right instead of left, it was a touchdown, like an 80-yard scamper. So I think Pollard's going to get right. So yeah, I like Pollard, Kamara, like you said, all the usage versus Indy, seeing a ton of work in the passing game. He's going to get there in the run game. Indy lost their number one run stuffer last week, so I don't mind Kamara. Swift is another guy at 6'3 versus Washington. We have to worry about the tush push, but he's fine for me as well. I will always play McCaffrey. No issue versus Cincinnati. I think he's in a really good spot. Noto hit on ETN versus Pittsburgh. He's getting all the work in that offense. The one guy down at 4'8", Chuba Hubbard, he's someone I probably have some ownership to versus Houston, who I really haven't. Houston's defense has been pretty good, but I could see myself playing some Chuba. He's gotten good. Frank Reich like knows Chuba's the guy, I feel like, at this point. So, yeah, I don't mind playing him a little bit.
Yeah. Trying to find some other plays, but Swifty's interesting because of the, you know, Hurts is going to be popular, but it seems like, you know, Washington is just so bad against the pass. And then you also have the tush push, but certainly this is a game they could control. So that goes in his favor, but that's an interesting leverage spot, I would say. What about, you always love to say flop lag. What about Kenneth Walker flop lag?
Yeah, there's definitely flop lag for Walker. I could get to him. Everyone kind of tried to jam him last week. 7K, he's going to be – like, I feel like Cleveland, and this is – their defense is great. They're definitely, their secondary is something you don't want to attack. But if you want to attack Cleveland at all, it's on the ground. So if you wanted to go to Walker, I think he's fine in tournaments.
And then Kareem Hunt is Kareem Hunt was, so everyone was hoping that Ford would get the backfield to himself with Kareem Hunt being potentially injured last week, but he isn't even on the injury report anymore. So that stinks. How did Henderson got 18 rushes. I know it's a tough matchup, but 4,800, or any interest there?
Oh, it's a tough matchup, but like you said, he's seen a ton of usage. Like, it's a good price tag. I don't mind going to him. I think it would definitely be differentiated on this slate, but yeah, 4,800, I think it's a good price. Dallas is Dallas, though. That's the thing. Like, that's why I think I'd prefer Chuba versus Houston.
Yeah, and then another kind of flop lag play. So Bijan was sick last, that whole crazy game, right? He set the prop market on fire because he didn't play until the last drive when they gave him a snap. And then Arthur Smith comes out and says that he was sick. The whole thing is just crazy. I don't know what to believe, but got to think he's okay. And his price is down to 6K. So, like, you know, he's been like chalk at like 7,800 or whatever he was. Like, he's definitely been priced higher and been chalky. But like, now the whole world's against him, and seems like it could be a good time with a price decrease. But Tennessee again is tough run D. But and you can work them through the running back pass, which would be right up his alley too. I mean, that game just should be. That's the low total game, right? The 35er.
That is the low one, yeah.
Who's quarterback? Willis.
Will Levis. for Tennessee.
Really?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like they're going to mix in him and Willis. Or is it Willis, Malik Willis?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But
yeah. What about Raheem Mostert at 7.7? Nobody's going to play him. He torched the Patriots earlier this season.
I would consider playing him if the price wasn't what it was. He seems their speed is an issue that this defense has dealt with for a while now. So for me, it would be fine if he wasn't 7.7K. And you really need that 100-yard, 2-touchdown game, I feel like, almost.
Yeah, he got the double bonus.
Yeah.
Or no, he didn't. Not almost got the double bonus and 2 touchdowns last time they faced each other. I don't want to pay that price either, but at 3%, I thought it was a little interesting.
Yeah, I know he's not on the slate, but I want to say that I think we have nailed Josh Jacobs correctly as this year's Joe Mixon.
What about the actual Joe Mixon?
Yeah, I know.
No way.
That's not a chance. Against
good.
Not a chance.
Good.
5,800 is tempting.
Don't do it, Noda.
It's tempting, but yeah, you guys are my rock. You're going to keep me away from him?
Please. Whoever I listen to last is who I end up playing at the end of the day. Like,
I cost him 100K last year because of that, to be perfectly honest.
The source of the bickering. I understand.
Is he stirring right now? Or I don't know. Anyways, yeah, that's running back. I mean, there's other interesting plays. Like, you can get crazy with, like, Damian Pierce. Like, you got to, like, sell yourself on, like, a narrative that they want to get him going or something like that because Singletary's been the guy. But, like, there's fringe plays everywhere. I don't know. But I think I think you don't have to get too cute. I think we have a bunch of good plays we went over there. So let's take it on over to quarterback. There's going to be Lamar, who's actually been really good, and all this stuff grades out incredibly well this season, like MVP caliber. He's coming off of that big game against the Lions where they just annihilated the Lions, who everyone, including myself, was saying was really good this season. But, you know, every team lays an egg here and there. But anyways, you know, it's amazing to think if he didn't have all those drops, you know, his teammates have let him down a ton too with like drops and whatnot. And then like he's run bad from the rushing touchdowns, like, because it's been like they've been handing it off and whatnot. But it seems like, you know, coming after a huge week, he's going to be chalky this week, but it's a nut matchup for passing against the Arizona. And so he's probably the number one, or Hurts. I think they're debatable. 8,100, 8,200. Those are the two top guys. And then Mahomes is right there too at 8,400. And, you know, it's not clean. They're all big favorites. So it's not clean. They could have lower games if they're not pushed at all. So that's something to consider. I'll be interested to hear your guys' take on Dak. Seems like he's going to be popular. Like Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, maybe Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. I mean, do we have to play Mac Jones after that big week against Buffalo? Are the Pats back?
Mac versus the Dolphins? Yeah, I can play some Mac chasing.
What are you thinking, Noto?
I mean, Max got Juju back, so we got to play him, right? I really want to play Sam Darnold. So I'm hoping Brock Purdy just doesn't clear that final concussion protocol. 4.2K. I've always kind of been a Darnold truther for whatever reason. I don't know. But, yeah, I think any quarterback that you plug in that system, I think is going to be pretty good. So I'm kind of hoping we get that value there. Other than that, I love Lamar. You mentioned the matchup. He almost had 300 yards in the first half against Detroit. Now he gets Arizona, bottom five defense against the run and the pass. And he's kind of nice because when they're ahead, they still use him in the passing or in the running game. So he's going to get there either way, whether they're trailing or playing from ahead. Outside of that, I don't have any strong takes. I mean, I'm fine with Dak. I'm fine with Hurts. I I don't know. I'm on Tua. I like him over on FanDuel a little bit more than DraftKings. He's a little bit more affordable over on FanDuel. But yeah, what about you, Bobby?
Yeah, so for me, I like Lamar, obviously. I think he's the best QB play. But yeah, I think you could definitely play like a Mac Jones at 5K. I would prefer a guy, this is going to sound terrible, but Derek Carr at 5-5 versus Indy, who just gave up 28 points to Minshew. I know it sounds awful. They're both that's just the slate in general, though. There's no what good plays do we have? Like, we don't have a ton of good stuff.
I got to go on a rant. This guy, first of all, doesn't it look like he wears eyeshadow?
It's eyeliner.
Yeah, I think he's an emo. I think he's just a big emo guy. And then you see him like screaming at his teammates, like
he threw it 15 yards out of bounds and he was yelling.
Yeah, so what is he saying, that he wouldn't have thrown it out of bounds if it was already too late? It's like he's screaming at these guys. And granted, you know, the whole team just looks horrendous and the coach is horrendous, but the problem is that he's checked down Charlie, and then you have to worry about potentially Taysom, you know, vulturing too. But like, why not just play Kamara and take all those small passes and get a quarterback with some real upside. But I get it, I guess. But man, I hate Derek Carr. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you off track, Bobby.
No, yeah, I hate him too. It's pretty much the nature of the slate, though. There's not a ton. I don't mind, like, Joe Burrow is going to be low owned versus San Francisco. If you want to take a shot on that stack with Chase, I think that's fine. Trevor Lawrence, like, what's the ceiling for Lawrence? He's going to be around 5%. Like, when is he going to show a ceiling? Is he going to show it versus Pitt? I would like to think that this could be the week if he's going to be low owned, and everyone kind of has the same thought process I do, that there's no real ceiling there. I don't know, Tua 7-7 versus New England. Tua will throw two touchdowns to Waddle this week. This will be the Waddle week versus the Pats. I can almost guarantee that. Like, I don't know why, but Waddle has to get going. He's killed the Patriots previously. Tua 7-7, I don't hate that price tag. Mahomes is up there at 8-4. Like, if you want to leverage the passing game, but Pacheco's now part of the passing game, I guess, based on what he's seen in terms of targets over the last two or three games. So, I don't know. That's pretty much the QB position. This slate in general is like a week 8 slate in the NFL. It's not the greatest, but we'll make do.
Yeah. Yeah, Pitt's been a pretty good defense against the pass. And it seems like they're much easier to run on. So maybe it's another ETN week. But I get it. I mean, I play too much Lawrence always. And yeah, you're right. It seems like he's like just 20 point Trevor every week, you know?
Every week. Every week. Yeah.
But I'm sure people are gonna talk themselves on to Russell Wilson maybe in this game against the Chiefs. I can't do it. I don't know. First of all, I'm also a former Darnold truther. I used to play him with Robbie Anderson every opportunity I had. Like,
Robbie Chosen.
Yeah. I know. So Schefter was treated now. It looks like he's on track to clear protocol tomorrow. So we'll wait and see. But, like, what about Brock coming off just looking terrible the last 2 weeks when he was, like, everyone loved him the weeks before? Game with Cincy could be decent. No?
Nah. Cincy's been playing slow. Like, you'd play Brock. I think he's in – wasn't he in concussion protocol? Did he clear it?
It's tomorrow. So, I think Schefter came out today and says he's on track to – completed. Now, that doesn't even they think he's going to play, but that doesn't mean he could clear it and they still wouldn't and still may not play. But I think that Schefter tweeting it out today like he was going to play, I think you have to favor that he's probably greater percentage on track to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a week to just play the good quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, we have like the high end, and I guess if you want to get, you want to go down, I mean, Dak is so cheap because that game could be pretty good. What about Stroud?
Stroud, he's popping in like our stuff. Yeah, I don't have any interest for Carolina. Maybe I should. Is Tank Dell back?
He's back, like, yeah.
Yeah, like some Tank Dell with Stroud, 6'3" there.
Let me see what Blitz has for optimal. Has been updated. So you're getting Stroud, huh? Looks like Blitz is all over Lamar. Like everyone's all over Lamar. All right, yeah, play the good plays.
Their offense is coming. The Baltimore offense, like it's taken 6 weeks, but they look like they're gelling pretty well versus Detroit. Like usually you get a new offensive coordinator, it takes a couple weeks.
Well, and it's the thing that's nice is there's like two clear options in the passing attack, and you could double stack them too even, but like I guess it's you probably want some Lamar in his legs, but Zay Flowers looks like the clear wide receiver one. And Mark Andrews. So it's like starting to get like that concentrated offense feel, like, you know, unless they throw a wrench with it, but I don't see Odell taking over or Bateman. I think Zay just clearly looks like the best of the three for sure.
Yeah.
But all right, let's move it on over to wide receiver. Let's start with that one. Zay Flowers looks like the man. 5,600 is cheap. Nothing bad to say about him. Just looks like the clear wide receiver one. Other chalky option, Jamar Chase, 8,100. Because the high end is tough, right? Like we got Tyreek, but it's like a matchup where Belichick is usually schemed. I don't know what the hell, how he could scheme out of Tyreek, to be honest with you, this week. Who do they even have in the secondary and whatnot? Like he should, I know they're going to blanket him, but it seems like he should be able to bust big plays. I know you're on Waddle, Bobby, but Tyreek is there at 9,500, but he's not the sexiest because of the matchup. Cooper Kupp just burned everybody. Like all we talk about is this guy's floor. And then he goes and he gets under 7 fantasy points for everybody. And I know it cost me some money. I'm sure it cost you guys money as well. AJ Brown looks like an awesome play to me, especially with the Hurts stacks. I mean, the guy is just, this is the best possible passing matchup you can get. He's coming off of, look at game log watch, right? Like it doesn't take a genius to recognize him. So within the last 5 weeks, 131, 175, 127, 131, 137 yards, only two games in there with touchdowns, one and two already against Washington, and is running it back off of a 41.5 point fantasy point performance. So, I mean, I love AJ Brown. I got nothing bad to say about him, but we do have a bunch of stacked mid-range, it kind of feels like, because Kupp is a tough matchup. Could certainly see him coming back. But then you got guys like CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Waddle, you got Ayuk. But who are your favorites, Noto?
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of them. Love A.J. Brown. I was going to mention all those insane yardage numbers, five straight games with at least 130 yards, and his best game of the season so far was against Washington. So love running that back. Up at the top, yeah, I like Cooper Kupp to bounce back. He did burn me quite a bit. He dropped his first two passes of the game and just never got going after that. So don't mind that. Tyreek Hill, it's hard. Yeah, the matchup's kind of weird, right? You kind of think that he should burn him, but to Bobby's point, it's kind of been a Waddle matchup in the past. Some positive regression touchdown-wise coming for Zay Flowers. He's top 10 in the league in red zone targets, only has one touchdown so far this season. He is my favorite stacking partner with Lamar. If you look at the DVP fantasy points allowed, the Cardinals bottom five against wide receivers, top five against tight ends. So I think it's a Flowers over Andrews week. A couple guys that I don't mind looking at in the mid-range, Michael Thomas. We talked about Indy, they kind of force everything underneath, force everything over the middle. Derek Carr loves to check down. Thomas finally scored a touchdown last week, so I think it could be a decent option to go back to him. And then Christian Kirk's been playing well. Looks like Zay Jones is out again, and Pittsburgh, one of the worst teams in the league against slot receivers. So I do think Christian Kirk's interesting. And then my final play, I like Marquise Brown as kind of my run back to my Lamar stacks, just because he burned everyone last week and they're going to be trailing. They're going to be at home. So I think it's a good bounce back spot for Marquise.
What do you think of Bobby?
Yeah, so I like Noto. I like Zay Flowers. I like Tank Dell's chalk as well. Hit on Jalen Waddle. I think he's a good play when everyone's kind of trying to make Tyreek work, or even if they're going to try. I don't even know if they're going to try to make Tyreek work, but we've seen it be a Waddle situation in the past. Cooper Kupp, if he's going to be 5%, I'm going to be way over that 5%. That's a flop lag play. I won't be missing out on it. 9K. 9K for me is like prime Cooper Kupp salary on DraftKings, and now you're getting it at 5% ownership. Like, I'm just playing him. CD Lamb at 6% ownership, same game. I wrote this up. I think you can run this back a little bit. Interesting little game stack here. CD's coming in very low owned. He's seeing all the targets in this Dallas offense. Like, it's been predominantly CD Lamb, so for whatever reason, he's getting trumped in terms of like ownership this week. I can play CD at 6%. One more play I had. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk just been on fire lately. 12% we have him for ownership currently versus Cincinnati. I'm going to be playing Ayuk. He is up to 7K now, though. I don't think it really matters. I think he's a better than 7K receiver, but it's more than what we've seen him in the past. Like, he's increased 2K since week one. So, yeah, I don't know. I like the Ayuk spot versus the Bengals.
Now, you said Lamb's getting all the targets. I'll say Lamb's getting all the catches because Michael Gallup is getting a lot of targets. I think he had 10 last week. Is that true? Yeah, 10 targets last week, but not all targets are worth the same. He's going to be chalk. He's 3,400. I get it. We're searching for value. We're trying to scrape anywhere on this slate to try to get up to some of these other high-end plays. But, man, he's been rough for a while. I kind of like if you want to go that route, I kind of like getting up to Brandon Cooks a little bit more. I could see him, you know, against his former team, one of his former teams. But I could see him, you know, them trying to get him more involved. But, also, we've got like a scary Terry McLaurin at 5,300 as a bring back in that Philly game. What are your guys' thoughts on Deontay Johnson?
You don't like hamstring guys. Isn't he coming back from a hamstring?
But he's off the injury report completely.
I played him last week. I can make him work again. Like, he's getting the best separate. Well, last season he was like the most evasive receiver in terms of like corner DB coverage. So yeah, I don't mind Deontay at 5K. I think he's a good play. Always a good DraftKings play.
What about Jordan Addison and Adam Thielen?
Yes to both. I mean, Addison was ridiculous in his last game. I mean, Thielen is just a machine. They literally have nobody else. And like, we all have like this, like we all feel like he's dusty, right? Because we've been playing DFS for the entire time that he's been in the league, basically. And we feel like we're dusty for DFS. But like, he's like fallen to injury in the past in some teams, but like, he looks great. He's a great route runner. He's reliable. I mean, the guy just makes catch after catch after catch, and they have nobody else. So, I mean, 6,600 still looks like a steal for him. And then this game could be sneaky good, like Houston, Carolina, right? I mean, Thielen's production has been incredible, to be honest with you.
Yeah, 30 fantasy points in three of the last four games, and I've yet to play him this season.
And like 15 is not going to kill you at like 6,600 either, which is the other game in there. Yeah, I know. We can't click that button, and now we're going to start clicking. He's going to get hurt on like, the first drive because he's fucking dusty.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what about – and Josh Downs is going to be popular. Do you guys have an opinion there?
Not really. He's been Minshew's, like, go-to. Like, I feel like just getting a ton of targets, but they're low ADOT targets, right? So maybe you could get away from him. If you'd like to, I just worry about the ceiling in tournaments.
I've got so I just pulled up Pro Football Focus's just a quick scan of their matchup advantages. Tyreek Hill coming in at the top, he's an advantage versus anybody, so he should always be at the top. Waddle right there. So, man, will the patch show up, Bobby? Hometown guy, what do you? You said you could play some. So is it that easy? You tell me they're going to show up and stay competitive in this game, then I want to stack the hell out of this game. Kendrick Bourne, ridiculously cheap. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's Mac.
I think they could show up. Seemed like they played Douglas last week. I thought Douglas was pretty good. I wonder what his price tag
Douglas
is.
Douglas looks great. Give me Douglas over Michael Gallup. Give me Douglas over Michael Gallup.
He definitely has a ton of speed. He fumbled versus Miami in the showdown game earlier in the year and didn't go back in the game. That's the one thing that would made me worried a little bit. But yeah, last week he looked fantastic versus Buffalo. So I think he's the best run back position from the player from the Patriots.
What did Bourne do? I mean, it's tough putting your faith in Mac, though. But sometimes we got to do it. I don't know. Oh, another one that's interesting up there for the top from PFF. Nico Collins is right up there, number four. Brandon Ayuk, did I say that already?
Yeah, with Tank Dell being chalk, like it's interesting that Nico's up there. Maybe he's a little leverage off Dell in Houston stacks. Maybe Houston's just a good stack in general versus Carolina. Thielen has been a great run back pretty much all year. So,
yep. All right. Any other sneaky plays?
I think we're good.
All right. Let's Bobby, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's that time. Tell the people about our sponsor for the show.
Oh, shoot. Having some internet difficulties currently. Maybe I'm not that ready.
All right. Let's do tight end. We'll come back and we'll kick it up after the tight end. So tight end, chalk of the day. Dusty Zach Ertz injured. In steps Trey McBride. I've seen this story before. With Trey McBride. I've been burned by this guy before. However, they don't really have much else, and he's 2,800 in a game where everybody wants to play Lamar and some of his options, like Zay Flowers, and run it back for the cheap McBride. I know McBride's going to be popular in cash, but is McBride a good tournament play? I'll let you guys tell me there. The other guys, Hockenson is in play, Jake Ferguson, Evan Ingram. Kelsey, hard to get, much harder to get this week at 8,400. Matchup against Denver, should be able to do whatever the heck he wants if he does it. If they can get pushed and could be big. I don't know if Taylor Swift's going to be there. You guys got word on that?
Waiting to hear back from Ticketmaster still.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing. If you were using those connections, like you should be. All for a little bit of alpha, any way we can get it. Yeah, I don't know. Tight end's really gross this week unless you find the money to pay up for Kelsey. But who are your favorites? Nodo.
Yeah, I'm certainly fine playing McBride. I know we shouldn't play the cheap chalk in tournaments, but we know Dobbs just loves to check down to his tight end. So I'm fine playing that. I obviously love Lamar and the stacks on that side of it. So I'll bring it back some with McBride. I love Hockenson. He's had at least 8 or more targets in 6 to 7 games so far this season. Green Bay, pretty middling against tight ends. So I like Hockenson at less than 15% ownership. I can't take another 30 burger from Kelsey. It just keeps burning me every week. So I'll continue to fade there and continue to, you know, be mad on Monday. Other than that, my ugly tight end play of the week, Hayden Hurst. More Carolina, Houston exposure. That is ugly. Houston's dead last against tight ends. He's like less than 1% ownership. So if you want something other than McBride, I don't mind Hayden Hurst.
Has there ever been a tight end MVP?
Good question.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Taylor Swift could make that happen. And who is Connor Hayward?
He's a pit guy.
He's the tight end for Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone know anything else about him?
Nope.
Nope. Good.
Do you know something? Yeah, you must. He seems like
I'm not going to shove like stats on him. I have no idea on this guy, but he's chalk and he's 2,600. And I'm at least if he's 2,600, I'm looking. But I mean, there's Dallas Goedert actually ain't bad for 4,600 and feel a little safer there. Had a bunch of designed plays, designed screen type passes. I was watching against the Dolphins. Two really strong weeks. Two out of the last three. Did we lose somebody?
I think we lost Bobby.
Right at the ad read. All right. Well, Mark Andrews, anyone else?
You know I don't love my tight ends, but I mean, Andrews is always capable of doing good things. Tough matchup, but I do think he's just fine. Kyle Pitts, maybe?
Yeah, I'm back. He's in my good graces.
Kittle's splits without Debo are pretty nuts over the last couple seasons.
Yeah, until I played him and it was,
brought the average down.
Proved me it was 2 weeks ago. All right, so this is what we're gonna do. We may have lost Bobby. I don't know. So I am gonna do the ad read, but it's time for the Ticketmaster NFL. More memories are made when you're there for live NFL action, and when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered. As the official marketplace of the NFL, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat. Their interactive seat map gives you 360 degrees previews of your section to make sure you have the best view of all those pivotal plays. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. And you can even customize your Ticketmaster app to rep your team's colors. So find tickets today at ticketmaster.com/NFL. All right, got that out of the way. And then he's left us for the defensive segment as well. So Noto, you better be ready for some defenses right now. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Just a quick glance. Looks like Atlanta Falcons are cheap. Probably going to get some love against Tennessee. Bobby just texted me his internet shit the bed. That's a quote from Bobby. That happens. So whatever. Seahawks against Cleveland. Cleveland just looks atrocious on the offensive end. So 3,400 there. The Jags. Vikings are cheap. I could get behind the Vikings, actually. 2,500 at Green Bay. 2,500. Bengals, super cheap against San Fran. I mean, that's just play anybody that cheap, I guess. But what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, we rely on Bobby for two segments in this show the read and the defense, and he just the internet magically cuts out right when it's his time to shine. So you took over the ad read. I'll give the listeners some defensive plays. Just target the defenses against these bad quarterbacks. So PJ Walker starting the game for the Browns, play the Seahawks. You mentioned that one at 3.4. I like that. If it's Levis or Malik Willis, I think you play the Falcons that game. Typically, we just want to play, you know, defenses that get pressure on the quarterback, defenses that are forcing teams into a lot of passing attempts. But, I mean, even if Levis drops back 15 times, I like the Falcons D there. And then outside of that, I don't have any strong takes. I do have an inkling that the Steelers are going to play well. They always seem to play well. Jacksonville's been running hot. I think they've won four in a row. And my teams do not win five games in a row. So play some Steelers this week as well.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if there's anyone else. Play whoever you want or the teams that we mentioned. But like you said, just target some of these bad quarterbacks. Take sacks. All right. Favorite stack, Noto, for large field, like Millie Maker type. And then for some of your like higher dollar, single entry or three max, just one of each if you have it.
All right. I'm going my favorite stack overall. I like it in small field, large field. I like Lamar, Tuesday Flowers, bring it back with Marquise Brown, maybe in large field, and then bring it back with McBride and small field stuff, just because he's going to be very popular. So I'd rather have him in small field stuff. Outside of that, I was going to, you know, do a Darnold, C-Mac, and Chase stack, but it doesn't look like that's going to be able to happen. So maybe a Brock Purdy, C-Mac, and Jamar Chase stack for large field stuff.
I can get on board with that. My Millie Maker, I think I've, you know, it's – we see like the most plays from the blitz, the up and pace game, New Orleans, Indy. So that's a game I want to get some from, but I think Houston, Carolina is also, they're just fourth and for the blitz most plays and third in the Thorne snaps and plays. I think that's the game I want to target because I like the options. I think a big game is coming from Stroud. I'm not sure if it's this week, but I think it could be this week. And you can double pair him either with Nico and Tank or Nico and Dalton Schultz at the tight end and get off of a chalky McBride. And then you just bring it back with Adam Thielen, Mr. Reliable Chevy, to get it done. I mean, can't argue with the production. So I think that's the way I go. But then the smaller field stuff will maybe be a little chalkier. I think I'll just go with Jalen Hurts and not overthink it with AJ Brown. Could do Devontae on the other end, but like AJ's the alpha. This is the best receiving matchup. You could also pair him with, you know, we could throw Goddard in there too to also get you off of a chalky tight end and then and bring it back with Scary Terry. So I think those are the ways I'll go. All right, we lost Bobby. We persevered. Let me know how I did on the ad read. And I don't know, any final words for the people, Noto?
We love reading the comments. Let us know where Halloween ranks in your hierarchy of holidays. Not up near the top of mine. Love Christmas, love Thanksgiving. But you do get some scantily clad outfits for the ladies. But good luck in week 8. And we'll see you next week.
Are they going to make you do core plays on Christmas Day?
If it's a weekday, then yes.
You're going to have to pawn that off on some poor soul who's willing to take it.
Taylor probably would for me, but we'll see how if he does, I'd make it up to him.
All right. This has been the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast Week 8 Edition. We're gonna be back next week stronger than ever. No hiccups, no air lost airtime, no internet problems, no bickering before. We're gonna bring it next week. But thank you for listening, and we will catch you next week for week 9. Thanks.